Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 32 of the Save the Sam podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to jump back into this new series about having a healthy mindset as a stay-at-home mom or work-at-home mom. This is really important for us to nail down in order for us to move forward, just in life in general, because I really feel like when we don't have a healthy mindset, everything in our lives is affected. Parenthood, whatever we're doing extra, so many different things. So let's jump into today's episode. We're talking all about finding your stride, which is really necessary when it comes to doing things and living in life minus stressful headaches. So today we're going to touch on 5 points, as usual, that align with our thought process for today, finding our stride. We're going to start by reading some scripture, and then we'll go back and touch on it a little bit throughout what we're talking about today. So today we're going to start in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. It reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Wow. So much poignant information there. And just if you think about all of those words, you can see how I use this for today. And you'll see more why I use it for today as we carry on. So let's get started. Point number one of today is no more control freak. And you know what I mean by control freak, because moms can have a control freak issue every now and then. But there are some times where you just feel like you need to control everything. This is so unhealthy, not only in the working out of this in physicality, but mentally, because we literally have no real control over anything. And Proverbs 3, 5 points us in the right direction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your understanding. I really believe God gave us this because we need to realize that we are not the ones in control. And Isaiah also points us to the fact that God's ways are higher than ours and his ways are higher than ours. So we could not possibly understand why everything is happening the way it happens. So we need to realize that control issues cause so many problems within the family. It causes tension, it causes frustration, and it can cause division among your family. And who wants that, right? Nobody really wants that. We need to be prepared, not possessive. So it's a good thing to be completely prepared and to plan out everything and to make sure your family is ready for whatever they have ahead of them or whatever you have ahead of you. However, it is not healthy to be so possessive over the situation or over the activity that people aren't free to be themselves. That is very unhealthy, not only for you, but for all of your family and the people who interact with you if you are a crazy control freak. It's just simply unhealthy. And I get it. It's hard to let things out of your control because you're like, oh, what if they mess it up? Oh, what if it all goes awry? If it does, life goes on. I promise you will get over it and so will they. James 4:14 kind of talks about how we are not in control of tomorrow. And I really love how James puts this about it being boastful. And I'm not going to read it to you because I really feel like we need to dig into these scriptures for ourselves. So it's James 4:14 through 16. And it's just all about how we have no right to boast on tomorrow. And we have no control of that. So for us to think that we do and to be completely controlling over what plans we have, that is very arrogant. And we talked about this in a Bible study I went to this past week, how, you know, James is really pointing out the arrogance in humanity when we plan so much so that we think we are in control of the following day or in the following hour or whatever the case may be. Well, guess what? We are absolutely not in control. God is in control. You are not the start or the end of all. So we need to just remember that. Okay, moving on to point number two. Now that we're getting out of this whole control freak thing, relax. Stop the pressure. Our families feed off of our energy. And if we are full of tension and pressure, and every time we want to go somewhere, we're like, go, 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 everybody, hurry, hurry, hurry. Like, if it's always full of pressure, then the whole entire event after that will be full of pressure and chaos and angst. And we don't want to produce angst. We want to live in a state of rest so that our family is not constantly functioning in a state of angst. Ecclesiastes 2:24 is so good. And, you know, the world has taken this and run with it in so many different directions. But I'm going to read it to you because it's really, really good. And it will help us to realize what it means to just enjoy and relax and be a part of what you're doing. And it says, there is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God. So God does not want us to be full of pressure and feel like we need to control every moment. God is wanting us to enjoy the life that he's given us, minus the crazy. Ecclesiastes 1:9 is also great too, in thinking about how we want to function in our stride. And it simply says, there's nothing new under the sun. So why you think that what you're dealing with right now is something new and you're like, oh, nobody understands. Well, guess what? There ain't nothing new under the sun, because this has happened before. You aren't the first person to experience it, and it will definitely happen again. Right? Okay. So get your relax on. Stop all the pressure. You have no need to be the stay-at-home freak, crazy control mama. So get out of that zone. We don't need to be in that zone. And point number three for today is, what's important to you and your tribe? So now that you've released control and you're going to relax and enjoy your parenting, what's important? What has God specifically given to you in your heart? What has God pointed your heart toward that is a priority for you? What things are important for you and your family? Get rid of the dead weight. We don't want to carry on things that aren't important to us. And not only that, we don't want to be carrying around weight that is not necessary for us. If God has not called you to it, let it go. Move along. If you keep on bringing snacks to this group that you don't really feel like you need to be doing this for, call that lady. Let her know, I'm not bringing snacks no more. I feel like I've been called out of this. Get rid of the dead weight. It's vital to the health of you and the culture of your family that you don't carry dead weight and you're not just doing stuff just to say you did it. Ecclesiastes 4:6 is so good. It is, better is a handful of quietness than two hands full of toil and a striving after the wind. Look, I understand being busy and, you know, feeling like we're doing a lot, it's great. And trying to fill all the gaps and feeling like, if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. Well, guess what? Somebody is going to do it. So get your quietness into your family so that you're not stressed out at every minute of the day. And I get it, because right now I'm working, I'm homeschooling, I'm doing all these different things. But at some point you have to remember to say no. You can't do every dinner party. You can't do every, you know, gathering. You can't be at every function. You have to say no, and you have to pour into the things that are important for you and your family and that are actually producing fruit. So, and your busy might be producing fruit, but if it's not, then you need to drop the dead weight. Okay. Point number four is pursue priorities. So we just talked about dropping the dead weight. So now that we know what's important, once you found that out and figured out what's important to you and your family and what are the necessary vital things to hang on to, leave behind the wasted time. Pour into the priorities first. And that way you will have a great harvest and you won't reap more angst. You'll reap rest and you'll reap seeds, more seeds to plant, and you'll reap fruit that is actual edible and not, you know, rotting fruit. We don't want to waste our time. And sometimes when we're busy, we're just busy and we have no fruit from those things. But there's other times where we're busy and we're actually working and producing fruit that is going to be good for generations to come. So just be mindful and pick through your fruit. What's good, what's bad, what's rotting, you know, throw out the bad stuff and keep the good stuff and plant seeds where they are needed. And our final thought for today is stay in your lane. Just like last week when we talked about the comparison trap, you know, it's so important for us to stay in our lane and what God has called us to. We are most in sync when we are not living a life that was not for us. We are most in sync when we are totally aligned with God's purposes for us. You are specifically designed for something to do, something that God has called specifically for you. If you are called to minister to your children in this season, that is what you're called to do. You might be called to do a podcast like I'm doing right now. If that's what you're called to do, do that. What we do not want to do is waste our time in areas that we were not called to and sacrifice what we were called to. And look, I'm preaching to myself here because I have so many different things that I feel I could be useful in or that are great. And I find myself slipping into that. And I have to constantly remind myself, I was not called to this. So I'm literally in that season right now trying to transition from things that I was not called to. And if I might be called to this thing, but I may still be lacking something that I was not, that I was given that I have not been active in. So just be mindful, be very mindful. You have no need to do what someone else is doing, someone else is made for. You have a need to do what you were made for and confidently walk out your own journey. This is your journey. You're not going to spend one moment regretting what you did for God or what you did for your kids that was productive, but you will regret every wasted moment. So my friend, don't do anything that is not necessary. Don't live regretfully. Live at rest. Live from relaxation in your spirit. Live completely submitted to God's will, and then you will be just fine, and your kids will feed off of that also. Our today's takeaway is the standard sets the stride. That's a good little word. So set the standard, a standard of living from rest, a standard of feeding into our priorities, and a standard of staying in your own lane. All right, my friend, I hope this was extremely helpful to you today. I know it was to me as I studied for this today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have given us a specific race to run, each of us. God, and we ask that you would help us to stay in our lane, Lord. Specifically, help us to not be wasteful of our time or be wasteful of our energy in places that are unnecessary. God, we release the control that we have taken back from you, Lord, and we just ask that you would help us to parent and to live from a place of rest and a place of total, complete trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, my friend, I pray that you have an amazing day. I pray that this word will sit with you and that it was a helpful message for you today. Enjoy your day. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.